Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'll apologise in advance, actually. I've got a bit of a cold coming, so sore throat. Still, the boo. I watched something on the iPlayer, BBC iPlayer, on the iPad a few days ago, and I've watched it again today. And it's a series from, a three-part series from 2009 called Alone in the Wild. And the basic gist of the story, I didn't catch this at the time, and I'm quite pleased that I have done these last few days. The basis of it is a chap called Ed Wardle. He's a cameraman, and his boyhood dream was to spend time in the wild and to see if he could be self-sufficient and basically survive. So they dropped him off in the Yukon, in the boreal forest, and it looks really spectacular. And basically he's got to survive from summer to winter, which would be 3 months, and the end of summer to winter, sorry. And it's a really interesting, like, view on basically what happens, and what happens to, like, the human body through starvation. And I know this program did get criticized. A quick Google search the other day, and it really did get slated, and there was a lot of complaints. Basically, he was a cameraman, really, and I'll give him that. The filming is really good. He did it all himself. He had no human contact for the whole trip, apart from a film crew coming up to pick his reels of film up, and I assume drop off batteries, because I didn't see him using any solar equipment to charge his batteries. And that was done at, like, some sort of drop off point, so there was no human contact or anything like that. And basically, he didn't last the whole time. He lasted 50 days in the end. And he had basic rations that he could fall back on in emergencies. And he was eating things like, basically just any wild food that was available, berries, leaves. And he even shot a couple of porcupines. And he was catching fish and things like that. But basically, he just wasted away. So he didn't quite make the full time. He only made 50 days. But one of the things really that was striking about it, and that really has got me thinking, was just the effect on his mind, really. I'm not sure whether any of you have seen this particular show. It was on Channel 4. So it wasn't the iPlayer, it was the 4 on demand player on the iPad that I watched it on. Pardon my inaccuracy there. But yeah, the startling thing was just how, obviously, human beings are sociable animals, and the effect that being on his own had. He basically started to talk to himself, and he was just, it was a roller coaster of emotion. And he filmed it, he edited it, produced it all himself. So I think it's portrayed in the way that he wants it to come across after the actual event. But he goes from elation to, like, total despair when things aren't going his way. At one point he expected, he walked 15 miles and set up camp somewhere else. And his camp was just a little hammock with a tarp above it, and he was building a place to cook away from his camp. Obviously, you have to do that because of the bears. And he was in constant fear of bears for the whole trip, which is understandable, fair enough. He had a rifle. He also had a little makeshift electric fence to put round his sleeping area. But yeah, it was a really good show. There was only 3-hour episodes, or 49 minutes once you take out the adverts. But it got me thinking, that would be the hardest thing, the fact that the mental strength that would be needed to do something like that. I think I could probably survive, having learned a few bits about how to forage and be a hunter-gatherer, but it would be the fact that you've got to deal with being on your own, and when things don't go right, you've not really got anyone to turn to or back yourself up. Okay, 2 seconds to go, and that'll be it for now.